once the Farm Bill was completed, passed, and signed back in February, most in agriculture let out a sigh of relief. But Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, notes that the sector is having to stay on its toes to fend off any remaining attacks.
We know this Farm Bill was only accomplished after a lengthy and contentious debate. There are a lot of opponents that throughout the Farm Bill debate that were trying to weaken the safety net for production agriculture. And even though we were able to fend some of those off during the development of the Farm Bill, you can expect those to come back around. Even though the Farm Bill's been signed and now it's being implemented by USDA, some of those that want to be reducing the support to agriculture will look for any of the opportunities in the future that if there's a legislative vehicle where they can offer an amendment, they may do that. And we've already seen examples of that even over these last 2 or 3 weeks. So I think that means that even though the Farm Bill's done, commodity groups, trade associations, we're just going to remain vigilant to make sure that there's no further changes that would weaken the Farm Bill, and hopefully USDA can implement it as Congress intended.
For more on the implementation process, visit usda.gov/farmbill. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.